have office out there 2 days ago, 2 weeks ago. Pike, jackfish.
Pike and a jackfish. That's a...
Then we have shiner, minnows.
Minnows and the shiners.
And that's what you think.
I thought a shiner was a minnow. No, shiners, but like...
No,
a,
the shiner don't
more
get
like
any,
a salmon.
The shiner don't get no bigger than what you see.
Yeah.
By the thousands, they go to school, and these old big mouth bass to come up.
Get him.
There, his mouth open, get him a mouth full of them.
I've guessed him with that.
And the minnow, he grows up like the horned head.
Which one you use for bait?
We use
the little shiners, the little minnows for bait.
The
little
and white birds.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a porgy or a pogy? As a fish, a kind of fish in this area. All right. Did I ask you yesterday about the animal around a pond that croaks?
That's a bullfrog.
All right. Now, is he the big one?
Yeah. He's the big one. That's when you use frog legs. That's where our frog legs come from, that big bullfrog.
Are there other kinds of frogs?
Oh, yeah. There's highland frogs.
Tree frogs, rain frogs.
Are tree frogs and rain frogs the same thing?
Same thing.
Now, they're the ones that make the little piping noise.
And we have a little water pond right out there on that across the road. There stands water mostly all the time. It rains a lot, and there's frogs in that croaks.
Have you ever heard the bullfrog call a mile jumper? Or a spring frog?
Yeah, I've heard them called spring frogs.
No, spring frog.
Uh-uh.
No, spring frog.
He's a green frog.
Is he the same thing? Is a spring frog the same thing as a bullfrog?
No,
Different frogs.
Now, is a bullfrog bigger than a spring frog?
Oh, yeah.
A spring frog, you know, is long and slender. His legs, when you get his legs off, he's got a pretty piece of meat.
Yeah,
they're big, too.
They get big, but they're different from the bullfrog.
Yeah.
What about this kind of a frog, where he's like a frog, that lives on dry land?
That's what you call a toad frog.
Toad frog.
All right. When you get ready to go fishing, you'll be digging what?
Fish bait,
grub worms and earthworms.
You'll hear them called baits.
Called what? Yeah, they're
my baits. I got my baits there in that cook.
And that'd be worms.
Yeah, that'd be worms.
If you said that, you wouldn't mean minnows or crickets.
No,
or something.
My worms. Minnows and crickets would be in a bucket of water.
Okay.
Not the crickets. The crickets would be in the little cricket cup and wire around.
There's an animal that has a shell, and when he's frightened, he pulls his head and his legs in.
That's a turtle.
Now, does the turtle have to stay around water?
Well, the water turtles do. They get in, and if he's on a limb, three or four of them, and you come about that old pond where there's anything, they can loop down in the water. That's protection. I don't know how long they can stay in there.
Now, what about one that can go around on land?
Well, that's old Highland turtle, isn't it? Highland turtle. Highland turtle.
Yeah, I know, but they
Is that a terrapin?
Yeah. Terrapin, that's old terrapin. Yeah.
Now, what's a cooter? Ever hear of a cooter?
Yeah. Well, they call them in the water cooters.
Is that a turtle that's in the water?
Yeah, now you have a soft shell turtle that you
eat.
Now, is a soft shell turtle the one that's in the round water?
Yeah.
Can he be on land?
Yeah, and I've seen my son bring them in that big and dress them. And I would wrap up three or four bundles with, they just have hunks of fat on them. And I'd wrap them up, put turtle on the package and put it in my freezer. And then when anybody went to New Orleans or come from New Orleans, his sister's husband was French and he could make the best that you have ever eaten. And I couldn't eat it. To think it was a turtle, but that's the prettiest meat you ever looked at.
You couldn't get them in New Orleans.
No, and he'd say, tell Edward to get me a turtle.
Is that right?